This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Misindol, active ingredients, paracetamol, codeine phosphate hemihydrate and oxylamine succinate. This leaflet provides important information about using Misindol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Misindol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Misindol? Misindol is a type of analgesic used for the short-term use to relieve moderate pain and fever. Misindol contains three active ingredients: paracetamol, codeine phosphate hemihydrate, and doxylamine succinate. Paracetamol is an analgesic, pain-relieving medicine and antipyretic, lowers body temperature. Codeine phosphate hemihydrate is a potent analgesic that helps to relieve pain. The body must convert codeine into morphine before it can provide pain relief. Paracetamol and codeine work together to stop the pain messages from getting through to the brain. Doxylamine succinate is an antihistamine with calmative effects. What should I know before I use Misindol? Warnings. Do not use Misindol if you are allergic to paracetamol, codeine phosphate hemihydrate, doxylamine succinate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have or have had any of the following medical conditions: severe and/or acute respiratory disease, respiratory depression, shallow breathing, or respiratory insufficiency, difficulty breathing, severe liver failure, or impaired liver function, other problems with breathing such as shallow breathing, difficulty breathing, or slow breathing, G6PD deficiency, a human enzyme deficiency, URA CYP2D6 ultra rapid metabolizer, a fast metabolizer of codeine by the CYP2D6 enzyme. You have an allergic reaction to paracetamol, codeine, or doxylamine. You are aged between 12 to 18 years of age and may have lowered respiratory function, including having had your tonsils or adenoids removed. You are pregnant or in labor, especially if the baby is premature. You are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. You have a history of drug dependence, including alcohol dependence. If you are using antidepressant medication, monoamine inhibitors, MAOIs, or have stopped taking antidepressant medication within the past 14 days, the person going to take the tablets is under 12 years. The expiry date has passed. The packaging is torn or damaged, or shows signs of tampering. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, aspirin, or any other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAID. Any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: liver problems, Gilbert's syndrome, kidney problems, problems with your pancreas, heart problems, low blood pressure, difficulty breathing, wheezing, chronic cough, asthma, or other chronic breathing conditions. Sleep problems such as sleep apnea. Misindol can cause sleep-related breathing disorders such as sleep apnea and sleep-related hypoxemia, low oxygen level in the blood. The symptoms can include breathing pauses during sleep, night awakening due to shortness of breath, difficulties to maintain sleep, or excessive drowsiness during the day. Intolerance to pain-relieving medicine. URA CYP2D6 ultra-rapid metabolizer. Chronic alcohol use, including recent cessation of alcohol intake, malnutrition and other sources of low glutathione reserves, mild to moderate hepatocellular insufficiency, severe renal insufficiency and sepsis, Gilbert's syndrome, prostate problems, thyroid problems, multiple sclerosis, urinary, bowel, or gallbladder conditions, have problems with the adrenal glands, convulsions, fits, or seizures, pre-existing opioid dependence, chronic constipation, head injury, or trauma, a history of drug dependence, including alcohol dependence. Caution is particularly for use in adolescents and young adults with a history of drug and or alcohol abuse, prone to angle closure glaucoma, high pressure in the eye, difficulty or inability to pass urine, pain due to nerve problems. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not take Misindol during the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not take Misindol during labor, especially if the baby is premature. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Do not take Misindol if you are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. Use in children. Do not give Misindol to children under 12 years. If you are over 65 years of age, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about how much to take. Elderly patients are more likely to have less effective kidney function due to age. This may increase the risk of side effects. Addiction. You can become addicted to Misindol, even if you take it exactly as prescribed. Misindol may become habit-forming, causing mental and physical dependence. If abused, it may become less able to reduce pain. Dependence. As with all other opioid-containing products, your body may become used to you taking Misindol. Taking it may result in physical dependence. Physical dependence means that you may experience withdrawal symptoms if you stop taking Misindol suddenly, so it is important to take it exactly as directed by your doctor. Tolerance. Tolerance to Misindol may develop, which means that the effect of the medicine may decrease. If this happens, more may be needed to maintain the same effect. Withdrawal. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. If you stop having this medicine suddenly, your pain may worsen, and you may experience some or all of the following withdrawal symptoms: nervousness, restlessness, agitation, trouble sleeping, or anxiety, body aches, weakness, or stomach cramps, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, increased heart rate, breathing rate, or pupil size, watery eyes, runny nose, chills, or yawning, increased sweating. Misindol given to the mother during labor can cause breathing problems and signs of withdrawal in the newborn. Withdrawal symptoms in the newborn can also occur with long-term use during pregnancy. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines which contain paracetamol, codeine, or doxylamine. Do not take Misindol with monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs, or within 14 days of stopping MAOIs. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines which contain paracetamol, codeine, or doxylamine, antihistamines, gabapentinoids, gabapentin, and pregabalin to treat epilepsy or pain due to nerve problems, neuropathic pain, medicines used to help relax, sleep, or relieve anxiety, such as sedatives, hypnotics, gabapentinoids, cannabis and centrally active antiemetics, tranquilizers, medicines used for anxiety or nerves, benzodiazepines, medicines used as sedatives or to treat anxiety, medicines containing alcohol, ethanol, e.g. some cough syrups, any medicine which thins the blood, other opioid analgesics used to treat pain, monoamine oxidase inhibitors, medicine used to treat depression, taken within the last 14 days, antihypertensives, medicines used to help lower blood pressure, medicines to treat epilepsy, metoclopramide or domperidone, medicines used to control nausea and vomiting, propanthiolene, a medicine used to treat stomach ulcers, chloramphenicol, antibiotic used to treat ear and eye infections, flucloxacillin, zidovudine, or rifampicin, medicines used to treat infections, antidepressants, antipsychotics, medicines used to treat mental illnesses, chelating resin, medicines used to treat alcohol and or opioid dependence, e.g. naltrexone, buprenorphine, or methadone. Medicines that may decrease the effect of Misindol include medicines that inhibit the liver enzyme, CYP2D6 inhibitors such as fluoxetine, paroxetine, bupropion, cinacalcet, and methadone. Medicines that increase the activity of the liver enzyme, CYP3A4 inducers such as rifampicin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Misindol. How do I use Misindol? How much to take? Adults and children 12 years or over. The usual dose is 1 or 2 tablets every 4 to 6 hours as needed for pain relief. Do not take more than 8 tablets in a 24-hour period. Misindol is not recommended to be used in children under 12 years. Follow the instructions provided and use Misindol until your doctor tells you to stop. The directions may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. When to take Misindol. Swallow the prescribed dose of Misindol whole with a glass of water. It can be taken with or without food. How to take Misindol. Swallow the prescribed dose of Misindol whole with a glass of water. It can be taken with or without food. If you forget to use Misindol, if you miss your dose at the usual time, do not try to make up for missed doses. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Remember to wait 4 to 6 hours between doses. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Misindol, if you or someone else received too much overdose and experience one or more of the symptoms below, immediately call 000000 for an ambulance. Keep the person awake by talking to them or gently shaking them every now and then. You should follow the above steps, even if someone other than you have accidentally used Misindol that was prescribed for you. If someone takes an overdose, they may experience one or more of the following symptoms: slow, unusual, or difficult breathing, drowsiness, dizziness, or unconsciousness, slow or weak heartbeat, nausea or vomiting, convulsions or fits, mental impairment. Other signs of overdose can include problems with the nervous system, caused by damage to the white matter of the brain, known as toxic leukoencephalopathy. If you think that you have used too much Misindol, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Australian Poisons Information Centre by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. When seeking medical attention, take this leaflet and remaining medicine with you to show the doctor. Also tell them about any other medicines or alcohol which have been taken. Large amount of paracetamol can cause liver damage. If children take too many Misindol, they can suffer from nightmares, hallucinations, fainting, or have difficulty sleeping. Depending on your body's individual ability to break down codeine, you may experience signs of overdose, even when you take Misindol as recommended by your doctor. If overdose symptoms occur, seek immediate medical advice. What should I know while using Misindol? Things you should do. Remind any doctor, including surgeons, dentist, or pharmacist you visit, that you are taking Misindol. Keep all your appointments, including those for blood tests. If your pain gets worse after you take this medicine, do not take more without first talking to your doctor. Talk to your doctor if the pain that you have increases, if you feel more sensitive to pain, or if you have new pain after taking this medicine. Call your doctor straight away if you feel you need to take the medicine for longer periods of time. Feel you need to take more than the prescribed dose. Feel very unwell when you stop taking the medicine, but feel better when you start taking the medicine again. Plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic. Tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking this medicine. Become pregnant while you are taking this medicine. Are about to be started on any new medicine. Experience severe upper abdominal pain, possibly radiating to the back, nausea, vomiting, or fever, as this could be symptoms associated with inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis, and the biliary tract system. Things you should not do. Do not give Misindol to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Misindol to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take high doses of the medicine for long periods of time, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Misindol or change the dose without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Misindol affects you. Misindol may cause drowsiness, dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people, especially after the first dose. Do not drive a car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you feel dizzy while taking Misindol. Children should not ride bicycles if affected, and should be supervised to avoid potential harm. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Do not drink alcohol while you are taking Misindol. Drinking alcohol increases the likelihood of becoming drowsy while taking Misindol. Drinking alcohol and taking paracetamol at the same time can cause liver damage. Misindol may be habit-forming if taken at high doses for extended periods of time. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal related. Nausea. Vomiting. Constipation. Diarrhea. Dry mouth. Indigestion. Severe abdominal pain. Have difficulty swallowing. Regurgitation. Chest pain that is not related to your heart, especially if you have been using this medicine for a long time. Head and neurology related. Depression. Increased sensitivity to pain, or increased levels of pain. Headache. Skin related. Skin rashes. Sweating. Reproductive related. Low libido. Impotence, or erectile dysfunction. Loss of menstrual cycle. Infertility. Sleep related. Sleep apnea. General. Drowsiness. Ringing in the ear. Blurred vision. Visible slowing of physical and emotional reactions. Thick and phlegm. Weakness. Anorexia. Fatigue. Low blood pressure. Urinary related. Difficulty or inability to pass urine. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Heart related. Irregular heartbeat. Head and neurology related. Feeling confused, unusual, or extreme mood swings. Headache. Dizziness. Lightheadedness. Fainting. Bleeding related. Bleeding. Bruising more easily. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals. Liver related. Hepatitis. Symptoms include loss of appetite, itching, yellowing of the skin and eyes, light colored bowel motions, dark colored urine. General. Flushing of the face. Shortness of breath. Mouth ulcers, fever and sore throat. Stomach pain. Slow or shallow breathing. Painful red areas with blisters and peeling layers of skin, which may be accompanied by fever and or chills. Metabolism related. Symptoms of rapid breathing, rapid heart rate, changes in consciousness, drowsiness, nausea, or vomiting caused by pyroglutamic acidosis, an accumulation of pyroglutamic acid due to low levels of the protein called glutathione. Allergy related. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Difficulty breathing, or shallow breathing. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects as follows. For Australia, Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Misindol contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Paracetamol, 450 mg. Codeine phosphate hemihydrate, 9.75 mg. Doxylamine succinate, 5 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Purified talc. Magnesium stearate. Sodium starch glycolate. Coloring agents. Quinoline Yellow and Sunset Yellow FCP, Compapel, PI 910. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Misindol looks like. Misindol is available in tablets and caplets. Tablet, yellow, round, scored tablet marked Misindol 008 with them inside two concentric circles on the non-scored side. Caplet, yellow capsule-shaped tablets with Misindol on one side and a brake line on the other side. Misindol tablets and caplets are available in a blister pack of 20. Australian registration number, OSTAR 10110. Tablets Australian registration number, OSTAR 56535. Caplets. Who distributes Misindol? Distributed by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email, medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in September 2025. Misindol CCDS V5 CMIV 20-22 CEP 25.